Commodity prices recovered in 2017. Lincoln Partners CEO Elio D'Amato says Australian miners had a good year as a result.
The mining services sector was actually a strong performer this year. IT and healthcare were also quite robust, and those sectors that had strong links towards China also performed exceptionally well in 2017.
The emergence of new Chinese consumers drove many local stocks. Martin Crabb, Chief Investment Officer at Shoren Partners, says food, wine and infant product markets, along with battery component makers for electric cars, perform strongly.
I think the fact that China is rapidly developing its e-commerce business and the consumer there is rapidly changing their consumption patterns. So that economy is probably doing in 5 years what Australia's taken 50 years to do in terms of change.
But it wasn't enough to propel Australia's share market to the heights of its global competitors, which Mr. Crabb says have a larger focus on technology and online stocks.
We talk about the FANG and the BAT, so that's Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix and Google in the US, and it's Baidu, Alibaba and Tencent in China. So those companies are the ones that are driving wealth globally.
Australia's market is very heavily into banks, telcos and retailers, and those sectors have struggled. Retailers are facing online challenges, while difficulties with the NBN have impeded the telcos. The banks are dealing with regulatory changes and an upcoming Royal Commission. Mano Mahankumar, Senior Investment Research Manager at Chant West, says superannuation accounts are still likely to have received a welcome boost.
We expect the median growth fund to return about 10.5% for the year. So that's actually the highest single calendar year return in 4 years. So that was 2013, where we had a return of 17.2%. The surprisingly strong result for the year is really driven by strong share markets, particularly overseas markets.
But as Elio D'Amato explains, many global markets are yet to take a breather.
Overseas, I think it's important to remember that the US hasn't had a real correction for the last 12 months, and literally it's been a ride north-northeast. So the more we have that positive run, the closer we get to our next correction.
And Martin Crabb adds there are signs markets may be at the top of the current cycle.
We're certainly seeing animal spirits back to the core. We're seeing in things like Bitcoin, which is the biggest mania in history. It's up almost 125,000% since the last 5 years. We're seeing other warning signs like the prices that people are paying for artwork. So we saw a record struck earlier this year for a Da Vinci painting, $450 million, which is a bit. We've seen the family moguls selling out after years, generations in industry, so both the Lowy family with Westfield and the Murdoch family with Fox.
Still, once the dust settles, experts like Elio D'Amato says local investors should hold an international focus in 2018.
We still think the global economy will grow more rapidly than our domestic one. Look for small businesses that are quite disruptive in the industries that they perform in. As well as, just be aware that notwithstanding that the banks will be under a little bit of microscope pressure, that their dividends will be safe and sound, in our opinion, for the coming 12 months.